On the eve of Thanksgiving, obviously, you know, whether it's virtual or in person, politics might come up. You know, despite the divide, America, politics might come up for discussion. So if it does, you need to be prepared. Liz Peek says that liberal lies have created this moment and Trump can do this to secure his legacy. What is this? Well, let's ask her. Liz Peek, welcome back to the program. Always good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So they've never applauded the president. Here we are. Just learning yesterday that vaccines could be ready in 2.5 weeks from today for distribution. Shots and arms could start 2.5 weeks from today. And I see columns, this is not Trump's vaccine. And I'm like, they won't give this guy credit for anything.
No. But Steve, here's the thing. We know the truth, and half the country understands that the unbelievable bashing that this president has taken for the last 4 years is unwarranted and unfair. So his standing in the Republican Party is still excellent, and I think it will continue to be that. I hope, what I wrote about in my column is I hope he does cede defeat, because I don't think the country likes a sore loser. Hillary Clinton's a sore loser. Stacey Abrams is a sore loser. Was there fraud and sort of bad behavior in this election? Yes, I think there was. Was it enough to overwhelm the results in most of the swing states? I don't think so. I don't think we'll ever know, but I don't think so.
Oh, I
it's
think
time
we know
to move on.
I mean, the idea that Joe Biden got 80 million votes and the Democrats won not a single significant seat in the House or anywhere else, didn't win a governorship, lost three state houses. They got killed everywhere except there. It doesn't pass a stink test. And, you know, 1/3 of Biden voters had never heard of Operation Warp Speed, never even heard of it. Yeah. Isn't that was just a note that I saw yesterday on your friends at Fox News on the 5 mentioning 1/3 of those that voted for Joe Biden have never heard of Operation Warp Speed.
Why would they? It's never been reported. We've never had any decent reporting on the things that this president has accomplished, including, by the way, one of the most historic diplomatic breakthroughs of all time, which is ongoing in the Middle East. And I have to say, one of the most depressing things that's going on right now, and I'm not dwelling on it because I don't want to spoil Thanksgiving for everybody, is this undoing of the foreign policy wins that we've seen. Obama had not a single foreign policy win under his administration. Everybody knew it. Even Hillary Clinton called out Obama for having, I think her expression was something like, don't do stupid stuff is not a foreign policy. She was completely right. But what they ended up doing was stupid stuff, the Paris Climate Accord, the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal. Those were terrible deals. And what do you do with the guy that gave up American interest to get us into those deals, John Kerry? You give him new role, which, by the way, is a very dangerous place for John Kerry. Being in charge of climate policy in this administration is going to be like giving a toddler a six-shooter and letting him go run free. To me, it is scary. It's scary because China is involved, and I think Biden is totally stupid and compromised in China. It means our economy is going to be under attack. You know, there's just a lot that can go wrong here. And
pretty much everything.
Because the people in charge are simply not very smart, and they don't put American interests first.
That's exactly right. And what about Hunter Biden's ties? To the guy that is suggesting should be brought in, Anthony Blinken. And apparently his claim to fame is that he can play guitar. And so what?
Yeah, well, he can replace John James Taylor when, you know, next time there's a terror attack, he can go and play You've Got a Friend when the world leaders are congregating, and that's America's contribution. Look, Anthony Blinken and Hunter Biden met. They knew each other very well. Anthony Blinken knew the Biden family very well. We are supposed to believe that they met in an official capacity but did not discuss Burisma. Okay, so now this is two significant people, Joe Biden and then also Anthony Blinken, who meet with Hunter Biden but don't discuss what is driving Hunter Biden, what is consuming his every waking hour, which is taking hundreds, tens of millions of dollars out of Ukraine and then China. Give me a break. It's another lie that the mainstream media will absolutely ignore and never challenge Joe Biden on. Can you imagine that this whole Hunter Biden story, and it's not a story, it's a reality, unlike the Russia collusion hoax, by the way, has never prompted a single question from the mainstream media. No one has ever said, Joe Biden, what about your son's activities? For example, in China, forget Ukraine. How about China? That's really a big deal.
You know, it's to me, you know, Joe Biden is apparently going to give a Thanksgiving address. And I say, so what?
Yeah, really.
He's not president, and he's what strikes me is the most frightening about him, the last two times I've seen him out, he is so feeble,
yep,
and frail, and this is supposed to project American leadership around the world. Please,
I know, and they say, oh, you know, well, Michael Goodwin in the New York Post, who is a friend and a colleague, wrote a great column this morning where he talks about whether this is a foreign policy group or a wax museum, which I thought was a great line. But he talks, the thing that has me fuming for the last 48 hours, this idea of rolling back America First. And what is, just ask yourself, what is the replacement for that? It's America Last. And that is what transpired in the Paris Climate Accord. America's interests were not uppermost. We all know that we could shut down our entire economy and it would be a blip in climate change going forward, as long as China is building coal-fired power plants.
But here's the thing that nobody talks about, Liz. Liz Peek, you're exactly right, and that is this. 121, according to most reliable sources, coal-fired power plants being built today in China.
Yeah, yeah.
What's remarkable about that is they already have dozens that are sitting idle that are all brand new.
Yeah, no, and they've had no incentive whatsoever to roll back their use of coal, which, of course, is the cheapest commodity, cheapest energy source on Earth.
Yeah, the point being is they've got all those plants sitting there idle waiting to go to work.
Yeah.
And they're building 121 more. And the biggest coal mine in the world, for those of you scoring at home, is in Mongolia.
Yeah.
And that Mongolian trucks rolled to the Chinese border with the biggest Mack trucks you've ever seen in your life, delivering coal 24 hours a day. And the coal shows no sign of depletion there. So the Chinese know where their power is coming from. It's coming from Mongolia. And if they don't want to play ball, they'll just go take it. That's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Period.
And by the way, India is a close second. So we're going to do nothing to require those countries to bend the arc of their emissions. We have bent the arc of our emissions. Ours are down.
Since
we're the only major developed country that has actually driven carbon emissions lower. And we've done it by a significant amount. So sadly, that's not good enough. We have to hobble our incredibly important energy industries. I never thought I'd have to be arguing this case again.
Yeah,
thought we'd put this one to bed, you know?
It's crazy. It's not about that. It's about the Great Reset. You know that, Liz. It's about changing the world in a different direction altogether. Anyhow, besides all that, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Greatly appreciate you. We do. And look forward to talking to you after the holidays.
Thank you. And you too. The best to you and your listeners and to your family.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Liz Peek from Fox News, always weighing in with insightful commentary, and we appreciate her whenever she can be here. 41 after on a Wednesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself. and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113. WellConnectSaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan